What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Flashburn Podcast this week. So, as I've already said, last week, Landon's not going to be here this week. We're doing some election stuff. I'm watching the election as it goes right now. This is basically a disclaimer to everybody. If you don't like politics, I'll see you next week. Okay? That's all I got to say. You don't have to listen to this show. You don't have to listen to my views. What I say is different than what you believe. That's fine. I am 110% neutral in this situation. I respect your views. Just respect mine. If you don't want to listen to this week, just skip on. But we are drinking, we are watching election results, and we're having a fucking good time. So you might want to listen. It might be interesting. Let's start with this song, then let's get in some actual results.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The Ohio Maps insane.
There you go. That's it. There's our intro song. We will get copy struck for that in about 7 years when we actually make money on the show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Election Tuesday night. Some people might say it's my Super Bowl. Some people don't give two shits. I am getting text messages left and right from grandma, from my mom. I'm hanging out with my brother. Our good buddy Tom McDonald, we're at his house. We're doing the show where we normally do it. We've been watching TV upstairs for an hour. We've had a little bit of bourbon. What bourbon are we drinking tonight? I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention. Knob Creek is one.
New Riff.
Knob Creek and Woodford is kind of the cocktail of the evening.
Has Woodford been open yet or no?
It has not.
No. So we're just doing the Knob Creek and the New Riff. This is New Riff and Coke, regular Coke, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's good.
Yeah.
I like the New Riff.
Yeah, it's not bad.
New Riff is really good.
I think
that's really underappreciated.
My drinking habits from beer all the time to bourbon because it's better for you.
It's the way to go.
It's less salt,
it's
less carbs.
A lot of sugar, but you feel better. You're not bloated. You're not going to drink as much.
I was so fucking bloated Sunday at the Bengals game.
That's what I'm saying.
When I got home.
Yep.
Maybe it had something to do with me eating 3/4 of a Sarah's pizza after I got home. That may not have helped.
So good.
But I had diarrhea Monday morning, and I never have diarrhea.
You know what I thought to myself? Like that.
You know
if
what?
Politics didn't throw them up. That did.
Honestly, it's the best policy. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should slow down. I'm surely not telling Erica how bad I really feel. But I feel like shit. 18 beers, popcorn, pizza.
Think about that.
Skyline
18
chili.
Beers?
My ankles were swollen. I'm not healthy.
You had like 200 ounces of beer.
I gotta lose.
You drink bourbon like you responsibly. You're gonna drink.
I drank a quarter of that in fluids. I drank my daily calories in beer alone.
That is disgusting.
My right leg was swollen. And I looked at Eric. I said, "Look, it's time to lose some weight. I can't be doing this. Steelers is the next home game. I need to lose about 25-30 pounds before then."
Before the next home game.
I've done absolutely.
You're going to cut off a toe?
I do have big toes. I've done absolutely nothing to contribute to that yet. So we're just starting now.
We're just starting.
Okay. I got to weigh myself in now. But anyway, so we're going to do some election stuff. It is 8:39 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for joining us. Let's get some numbers out. I have Fox News up. Tom, what do you have?
Just Google.
You have the Google?
Yeah,
okay. And Spencer's Google. Got Communist Nation Network, CNN.
CNN.
What's it called? News Network,
very,
something communist?
Very,
I don't know.
Very good of you to be.
So I'm showing. Let me refresh. Wait, they may have thrown something on here.
Yeah.
I miss things if I don't hit the right button. Okay, I'm showing 111 to 72 right now. Tom, what numbers you have?
I got 71 Harris, 101 Trump.
101 Trump?
101 Trump.
Okay, so there's one off there and then a 10 off in the other one. Spencer, what do you have?
This is the second time I've tried to pull up CNN because I got canceled, and it keeps pulling up a bunch of Reddit, which actually makes a lot of sense. So if you
Why is CNN
minute,
pulling up Reddit?
Because it's the same people.
So right now it's 111 to 72. All the states called for Trump were expected.
Amazing.
Yes. What CNN's not really showing up? Did you go to the website?
I typed in CNN election results. I don't know what more you want me to get. I'm
going to the website itself. Try CNN.com. Maybe that'll work.
I am. But I'm just saying, Reddit was not a huge shock.
Oh, my boy. It's loading very slowly. Okay. And then CNN has 105 to 27. They are afraid to call numbers for Harris.
Wow. Oh, informs.
Kind of shocked by that. Assuming she's going to win the northeast of the country like she normally does, it's a Democrat thing. But anyway, so we're just going to go over some numbers. We're going to do like a little segment for, I don't know, let's just talk for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we'll go back upstairs and watch some more numbers. Then we'll come back down here. Anyone have the Marino, Bernie Marino, Sherrod Brown, Ohio race? You want to pull that up? Where are we at now? Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
I can, but I'll let somebody else as I go through.
Well, yeah, if you would give us time for this, that'd be Senate, great.
You're fine. Well, we all have things in our face. Spencer just doesn't know how to use his.
No, yeah, it's okay.
I got Sherrod Brown at 50.1, and I got Marino at 47.4.
Boy, that's close. What's the number called in so far?
I got 48.9 to 46-something.
42%.
Okay, Spencer has a 2% difference with Marino actually winning on yours.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that says polls. You're looking at polls. Spencer's not good at this.
I had to figure it out myself. So.
I don't blame him. I picked the easiest website to look at. That's probably why I'm a little biased. I'm sorry.
So yeah, I got 42% right now with Marino down.
And also, it looks like
Here we go. I got NBC. This won't be. Yeah, this won't be bipartisan at all.
No. They're very honest.
Sherrod Brown's up by 2%.
Okay, so he's winning as of right now. It looks like the Senate, looks like the Republicans flipped one Senate seat. I don't know which one it was. I didn't look to see. If the Republicans flip one more Senate, they have power of the Senate. That's important if Kamala wins, because then the Republicans will still be able to fight against some of the things she might do, okay? I'm trying to be somewhat neutral here on the show. I know it's difficult to do that. I understand where you guys are coming from when you say that you think you know my political views, but I'm trying to be somewhat non-biased here.
I mean, it's easy to be non-biased. We're looking at numbers right now.
This is
not,
all numbers.
This is not opinionated. Yeah. This is what's going on right now.
Either I know way, we have
whatever you vote.
Looks
we know.
Like West Virginia was the Senate seat that was flipped.
Okay, West Virginia was the Senate seat that was flipped.
Zach, we know where you lead. We know Tom's the other way. It doesn't really matter. We can just look at the numbers, and that's what we're talking about right now.
Time out. Oh.
The idea, okay, so we were talking about upstairs. The idea that they call states so fucking fast is crazy.
So fast.
They had like 1% of Tennessee, and they counted 3,000 votes, and I'm like, that's Trump.
It was less than 1% of Alabama, and they called Trump.
For
Jersey
Alabama?
Was 1% of Kamala, and
so
it was called.
I guess it's assumption that
like
the numbers,
vote difference.
They know that it's going to happen, okay? Hmm. But I've never seen them call one so early, and it has to be flipped back. So they're on the ball. Whatever the numbers they have that they're hiding from everybody until they show it, they're on the numbers.
Then why,
they do
wait,
well.
I mean, why not call California right now? I know it hasn't reported. Like, call California and call Texas.
Call California and call Texas. We know where there's a call Oregon.
They
call
did
Washington.
Call Tennessee that way, pretty much.
What do you got, Tom?
I just clicked on Pennsylvania here, and it shows that Kamala Harris is 69%. Donald Trump is 30.1.
Oh, my lordy, it's
with,
early.
With 12% reporting.
Yep. They probably
half a million votes to a quarter of a million.
Yeah. Pretty
Kamala's
much,
up.
Yeah.
And they said they maybe have
now Philly's
counted
in,
the big cities
Pittsburgh's
first.
Pittsburgh's in.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
I mean,
there you go.
There's you a lot of blue there.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, he actually has some. Spencer, good job. All right, he's got some numbers here.
There you go. Who's tech stupid now?
12% reporting.
Still
I,
you.
I still am. 575 to 250. It is early. You are correct. But they've called the big cities, and of course, they're going to lean Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But of course. Interesting election. So there's a lot to talk about the election. I'm not going to wear it out. I want to make it somewhat exciting and not just talk about how shitty our state of politics are. The polls, first of all, in 16 and 20, they were 4 or 5 percentage points off, leaning the wrong way. Trump has a quiet majority. I think it's people that are like me or older or like Spencer, because Spencer's this way. And a pollster calls you and you're like, hello, hi, this is the Washington Post. Click. Like, I'm not talking to you.
New York, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. And it's not just them. I'm not being biased towards one side. Any newspaper that calls me, I'm hanging up immediately. Unless it's a family member or something at work, I'm hanging up on you. Yeah. I have no interest in talking to you. I don't talk to most people from my hometown.
I only got one poll call, and it was Sherrod Brown poll. And I was on the highway driving in the Jeep, and I couldn't really hear the guy. Well, actually, it was a woman. And she was asking my views on Sherrod Brown. I'm like, well, not great, but, you know, I've seen commercials, and you know how the commercials go.
See how you were driving, though? That's what I'm talking about. Most of these people are at work, or people are at home making dinner. People are mowing their yard. We don't have time to answer polls on this stuff.
Trump was getting killed in North Carolina when we came downstairs. He's at where now? What's it at, Tom?
52% and 47% for Kamala.
And what's reported?
21%
Okay,
right now.
So he flipped that because he was getting killed in North Carolina.
He was getting killed, yeah.
Yep. Okay. It's just very interesting to watch these things happen. So now people always ask, me especially, what do you got there? Georgia. What's Georgia? We're at 55% reported. Trump is at 55. Kamala is at 44. I think it's gotten closer. They were assuming Trump was going to win Georgia. They assumed he was going to win North Carolina. They assumed, obviously, the Rust Belt states, which is Missouri, Alabama. What was the, oh, Tennessee, the ones that were called quickly. That was the assumption that he was going to win. Texas, he was probably going to win. Kamala's probably going to win California. Some people ask why people are into politics. I'm very dear and close to someone, married to her, that does not want nothing to do with politics. She doesn't vote. She didn't register. Okay. That's your choice. Okay. It's your choice.
No problem with that.
I normally don't care, and I'm fine with that, until I start seeing things that start affecting my little inner circle. That would be my daughters, my family.
Your paycheck, your groceries.
My paycheck. Well, yeah, groceries, gas, obviously. Oh, God. That too. But when it starts affecting those things, and I'm not saying that Trump is going to stop inflation and fix everything. I'm not saying that. But when it starts affecting those things, you start paying attention. You start asking questions. When someone says it's okay for biological boys to be in a girl's locker room changing with them, I have a problem with that. When they're going to be in their sports with them, I have a problem because I have two daughters. Of course, I have a problem with that. Absolutely. Or when there's a floating rumor that someone's going to ban abortion across the country, which is never going to happen, mm-hmm. by the way, letting you know. I don't agree with that either. And I agree with the other side. So I don't, you know, I don't want to ban abortion. I'm not completely 100% against it. And I think it's financial, excuse me. I think it's political suicide to come out and say, well, we should ban abortion. Okay, well, you're going to lose every fucking race you won or that you run. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how it goes. I understand your religious views. And I get it that you feel like it's, you know, a bad thing. But unfortunately, the country doesn't agree with you. Look at the polls. The numbers are very against. So, you know, against you. I'm sorry. They're for abortion.
Yeah.
So it makes... Now, I do dislike people voting for Kamala just because of abortion. Mm-hmm. When there's chances she could fuck up the country worse than what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say, well, somebody fucked it up. But if you look at the numbers 4 years ago compared to now, somebody fucked it up. Things are a lot worse than they were.
See, but even with the abortion problem,
the numbers don't lie.
For me, being the religious person at this table, if you will, Roe v. Wade was overturned. It's down to a state level. I believe in that firmly.
Do you think the state level is okay?
Yes, yeah. I do.
I like it.
100%.
I like it.
Because you can't put a limit on it. I think, what do you say it is? 9 months? Do you say if the mother is going to end up dying that you have to abort that child? I think there's limits that I can't control, and I can't be the person to determine that.
What do you say if a person lives? I'm going to have to challenge you a little bit because it's just something to talk about.
We're just BSing, yeah.
Don't take this personal. I don't like you anyway. But if you say, what if I say, what about the voters or the people that live in that state and are very Democrat-leaning and 100% believe in abortion, but yet their state voted to outlaw it? Ohio voted to outlaw it.
Yes, we did.
I respected the decision. There's people in Ohio that think the other way, that are religious, okay, and they think it's wrong. What do you say to those people that are like, I live in Alabama, I am a Democrat, they voted to completely fucking ban abortion? What do you say to them? It's not okay to tell someone that they need to move.
You don't need to move, that's the problem.
Or drive.
You can drive.
So you think it's okay for them, I'm just asking a question, yeah, to drive 5 hours north from Alabama to Tennessee to get the abortion done?
I mean, we have family members that went to Europe to get medication for, what was it, MS, whatever it was.
I don't know who that is. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You do.
I do know who
that is. To go get drugs that have actually been working. You can go to Mexico to get cancer treatments. I'm not saying that needs to be happen. I don't know where the line is, but I'm saying Indiana is a 30-minute drive from our house.
That's fair to compare. Well, not everybody can only drive 30 minutes. Some people have to drive a few hours. Some people don't have the money to drive a few hours.
It's a big decision.
Overall.
Yes, it is.
It is. What really bothers me about the thing is when someone says they make pregnancy sound like it just comes on, like a cancer,
yes,
that you can't control.
Yep.
I just want to remind everybody that's listening, pregnancy comes from having sex.
Yes.
Now, if you're raped, very different situation.
Yes.
100% for that situation. Now, Erica always tells me too, not every rape is reported. Some girls are embarrassed to report that.
Most of them I would say are not.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how that feels.
Hearing from people that have gone to college, I feel like most of them are not because of the embarrassment. And I understand that.
Okay. So they're not promoted. So a lot of the right wing people say, well, only 3%. Okay, well, no, that's not true. I agree with that. I try to put myself in a woman's shoes. Very difficult to do that. But I agree with not telling and then wanting to have the abortion. It's one of those things that, like, it's a medical, to some say, medical miracle. To others say it's medically terrible. But it's a medical thing that wasn't around when this country was founded, and now we are just trying to regulate the best we can. I don't think the federal level should be the one saying ban it, or should be the one saying up to 9 months.
I mean, this is where we are with gun laws, and I don't want to get into abortion with that because I know it's very touch and go with a lot of people, but gun laws are the same way. There's a lot of states where you cannot have a gun. I can walk around one here.
You can't, with a gun in my you pocket. Can't have a gun in Chicago.
Illinois at all.
Your Second Amendment gives you the right to have one.
New York.
How the fuck do they go against the Second Amendment? It's crazy. To me, that's crazy.
Yes.
That's insane. New York. You can't have a gun in New York. Erica's like, I want to go to New York for Christmas. Yeah, that'd be great. We should sometime. She's like, yeah, wouldn't that be fun? I'm like, I mean, yeah, but
we went
nerve-wracking for me. Why?
I went for work a couple months ago.
To worry about me and you the whole time mm-hmm. without a fucking gun in my pocket. That's mm-hmm. why.
I took the wife for work, and when we went there, they were having the pro Hamas riots in New York, mm-hmm. and we were at the Harry Potter store, and we wanted to go to Grand Central, and the wife wanted to see the park, and I finally told her, I was like, no, we're not going, because there was protests going on. And
yeah, I'm going to be around it.
You can't protect yourself.
You can't protect yourself.
The only people that have guns there are not legal.
Are the ones that shouldn't have guns. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. All legal guns. You cannot defend yourself.
Right. So the abortion thing is touchy, and we're all men, and a lot of people say, since you don't have a uterus, you should not have a opinion.
And I don't speak on it for that reason.
And I don't really speak on it either, other than I don't think you should have an abortion at 8.5 months. I think it's fucked up because the child has feelings. The child can feel pain, and it's pretty disgusting, I think. I think using abortion as birth control is morally gross. Some people do that. I know people that's had 5, 6, 7 abortions, and I'm like, God damn, like that's just, don't you think about wearing a condom or something like
that? That's
just
where maybe I think not? We should move on from this conversation.
I mean, I think you should have sex too, but
extremely touchy, and there's no,
it is touchy. Right, there's no win or no loss to it. But that was a tipping point of the election, which is why I brought it up. Tom, go ahead.
Bernie Moreno is down by 1.2%.
He's down by 1.2 in Ohio now.
Yep.
I'm still showing 111-72 on Fox website. Nothing else has been called. We haven't missed anything. I don't think. I don't have a map in front of me.
No, Trump's still up in Ohio from what I can see.
Yeah, still
see
the same thing. He's still up.
I'm looking for
51.9 to 47.4.
I tell you what, one of these days, though, I would like to have some people on, women, to chat about abortion and have questions and answers. I think it would be a fun show. Definitely not trying to attack anyone or make anyone feel different in the situation. I don't have a uterus. I don't know what it's like, you know?
Yes, this is
very, it's very different than what it is for us. Well, why can't women have sex when they want? Well, fair question. But if the man gets the woman pregnant and she wants to have a baby and he don't have a choice.
Yes, and we get into the my body, my choice. I remember how the COVID went, and I had to get 2 booster shots because of the industry that I work in.
That's your body, your choice. Either. Not your choice, not your body. No.
Like I said, I really don't want to get into
it. Maybe I'm lost. We'll skip off abortion. That's a small portion of the election. We'll move forward. 101-71 is what Google's showing. Tom, you got something else?
North Carolina, Trump's up 53.9 to Kamala 45.1.
Oh, wow. He's coming back. He was down by 18 earlier. So he's coming back on that one, too.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see. Florida has for sure been called. Georgia, it looks like Trump is up a little bit.
52 to 47.
Okay, 52 to 47. Right, Georgia was 63 reporting. Man, that's going to be a tight one. Pennsylvania, where's Pennsylvania? We have an update
on it. It's blue right now. 67 to Kamala, mm-hmm. 32 to Trump.
67, so they haven't gotten into rules.
Yep.
Okay, with 13
and we're still reporting. With Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, most of the big cities.
The big cities.
Mind you, we're about a million votes in.
Yeah. Still waiting on... Okay, another question with the election. I'm trying to come up with points to talk about here. I think the Rogan stuff went really well for Trump. Trump on Rogan went well. J.D. Vance on Rogan went even better.
Oh, yeah. He killed it.
He did. He's a smart fucking dude. He really is. I mean, I know some people don't like him because they think he's weird, is what everybody says, and he's not.
He's not weird.
No way he's weird. But
he's smart.
Kamala's skipping out. I think that hurt her a little bit.
Yeah.
No but matter the vote, I do think Vance is the better candidate than anybody in the field.
I fully agree. I think Vance has got a 28 shot
for
sure.
I'm not saying either side, but I'm still like everybody else. Trump drives me nuts as well.
Upstairs, we're watching Steven Crowder and Dan Bongino and Fox News. Crowder and Bongino are the biggest streams on Rumble. If you don't have Rumble, you should get it on your phone. It's good. It's a good site to follow up on things. Not so political as YouTube, which seems to be censoring every other thing that happens lately. Okay, so let's talk about the ballots and voting. So you both voted?
Yes,
absolutely.
Did. Did you use the digital finger?
I used Scantron. I did not go digital.
You had to fill in the things.
Yes.
Did you chose to do that?
Yes, I did.
Is there a reason why you did that instead of the digital?
Yes, and it's not because what everybody says about things being hacked. When I walked in there, the line was much longer for digital. There's two digital booths, and there was about 10 paper booths. The paper booths were open.
I would do the same.
So I walked to those.
Absolutely fair.
I have stuff going on in my life. So,
things to do.
I'm not going to sit there and wait.
Okay.
It wasn't. So you did Scantron cheating or anything? But I did Scantron.
There's a lot of speculation of cheating and rigging. Now, right now, I've been following on X, and I don't see a lot of screaming and yelling from either side saying someone's cheating.
Trump seems did call like out it's cheating in Pennsylvania.
Yep, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
they had some boxes that had to be recounted because the doors were open the whole time, and it was like 30,000 votes, very, very early. It was called out, and it's been kind of hushed since then. If you look it up, I see
I'm seeing from Alex Jones that the Republicans just took the Senate.
Hell, that was kind of
now. Consider who I just who I said that came from. Looks like
I do think they did. And by the way, I trust Alex Jones as much as I would do a
Poly Market update to win the election. Trump 74.8%, Kamala 26. Poly markets are getting more and more favored to the other side.
Bernie Marino is only down 1% now.
God, that's close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Arkansas has been called for Trump, which we assumed that was going to happen.
Yep.
Trump edges ahead in Virginia with 49.2 over Harris's 49.1.
Wow.
That's how close it is.
I got 48.6 for Kamala here.
The right to abortion in Florida fails. 57% that needed 60. North Carolina, 26% reporting Trump is now winning by
10%.
8 points.
That's 8 points, yeah.
44 to 52. It looks like Harris is projected to win Virginia, New Hampshire, and Illinois. We knew Illinois, we knew New Hampshire. Virginia, I just read that it was actually possibly the other way. There's just so much information at one time going on.
Ooh. Yeah, Trump's only up by 1.1% right now in Virginia.
Says Trump has 73% chance of right now to win North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Poly Market says he has a 59% chance to win Pennsylvania. It looks like things are leaning to the right. Vice President Kamala Harris has won and secured Virginia. Did you see that for sure? That's what I'm seeing on X.
Virginia?
Yeah, look up Virginia and see what you got.
She's down right now by 1.1% on Google.
Yeah, sure, she's down right now, but they still called it. The AP has not, Associated Press has not called the race.
Yeah.
But what am I looking on Twitter? What is this? Raw news alerts. This is usually a pretty good site.
Sorry, right. For Virginia, I got her down by 1%, but only 46% reporting.
Yeah. So we can talk numbers and reporting all night long. I mean, and it's something to talk about because we're trying to literally fill in an hour and 15, hour and 20. We're 23 minutes in. So voting. How do you think the voting in the United States should be done? I feel digital machines are the way to go, but I worry about them being hacked into.
Exactly.
If you do paper ballots, it takes a lot longer. I think it's easier to cheat that way.
I completely disagree.
So you think paper ballots are the way to go to election? I mean, if I asked you, what is the most fair, true, honest election way to vote 168 to 175 million people in the country? How do you do it?
There's none.
There's no way to do it?
I don't think there's a
way. No, I said the best way. Not perfect. It won't be perfect.
I didn't choose the paper route because I thought it was safer. I chose it because of convenience in my life. But you do feel a Scantron. I mean, imagine, seriously, like when you're doing your SATs, your ACTs.
Scantrons.
I didn't take those. I wasn't smart enough. But you fill it in with a Scantron and a pen. My name's on it, and it's very clearly marked. So when you have the digital stuff, I just feel like there's a lot more. We've seen all the hacker crap, everything going on.
It's too easy.
Scantrons go into a computer and everything's registered and you can see the name. You can see what's pinned in. I feel like if you were able to pull up the records for both, that would be a lot harder to fake than a digital. I mean, all you need is USB of everybody's names and everything can be changed. I'm not saying that's happening by any means. I'm not saying that this happened in this election, any other election, anything was rigged. I just think Scantrons is
ink
on paper. It's harder to fudge 100,000 votes when it's scanned into a computer and you got a screenshot of it.
I mean, if you fill it out on a fucking table and you walk over and you put it in the machine like we did with the digital and your vote's counted right there, within an hour of the polls closing, we should know what the fuck's going on. I mean, they're saying Nevada could take days. Why?
They're saying the same thing about Pennsylvania.
Why? Why is taking so long to count these votes? We are in a very civilized society. Mm-hmm. We have supercomputers in our pocket every single day of our lives. Why can't we vote? Why can't we count these votes up, quick, make it fair, and make it quick? Yeah, to where we're not counting for days and days on end. It blows me away. I don't understand it.
They called New York for
Texas.
Kamala.
Apparently Texas was just called.
Yep.
Okay, and that's obviously going to go Trump, I assume. Yes. Is the Senate race in Texas called yet? No. Cruz?
Let me see. Senate.
Going Cruz, back to. So you Cruz think the paper Scantron is the best called way to do it?
Personally, I do. But then again, I hate technology. I'm not good at it. So this is just a this is just a me thing. Again, I would have voted digitally if it was quicker.
Do you think the election day should be a national holiday?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I agree because I went there at 3:30 today. The line wasn't too bad. Absolutely. I walked out at 4:15. Yeah. The line was pretty fucking bad.
I'm not going to call out a company, but where we work, I remember in the past, we used to be able to just leave to go vote. And I asked Tom today if he was able to, and he was not. My job now.
Did you ask?
I did. Oh, yeah. I asked
you
him.
Asked he if said, you could leave? That was it. You
know, yeah. I mean, it changes, I guess.
I mean, they can't make a half-day national holiday, but what if the country makes a national holiday?
You should be able to leave, like, if you were in a jury duty, in my opinion. You haven't voted, you should be able to go vote. You get 2 hours. If you're there for longer than 2 hours, I need pictures of the line. Understandable. Because you know people are going to abuse it, but this is an important thing in our country. And it affects every business that you work for. I do think that it should be in some way regulated.
Some type regulated.
Yes, absolutely.
Has Ohio been called yet? I'm still seeing.
I got 99 Harris, 120 Trump.
I'm seeing Trump's up 52-46 in Ohio. Looks like they already
called New York 46. For Harris. Maine turned towards Harris.
Colorado has been called for Harris, as we assumed. Louisiana, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, all Trump, as we assumed. Mm-hmm. The numbers on Fox right now, as of 9:03 p.m. Eastern time, 178-113. But these are all states that we knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes, we have no.
Okay, we still don't know Arizona, New Mexico, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin. Big numbers. Minnesota will probably go for her because of Sparkle Fingers. Tim Walz is the governor there. Yeah, that guy's weird. You want to talk about weird? That motherfucker. Fuck him. He's weird. I mean, it's okay to be weird. He's weird.
I love that state, by the way. I get there for work a lot, and I stay in downtown Minneapolis. They are not the biggest fan of him. They really aren't. That's probably my favorite big city.
But they fucking voted him for governor, though. It can't be that bad.
We voted for Sherrod Brown. How do you feel about him?
I don't know. How do we feel about Sherrod Brown? What's the update on him and Marino?
Marino is 0.3% right
now. It's that close. I assume it would be close. Yep. Okay, so I think a national election day is okay to do for the government. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because we have stupider fucking holidays.
If you're going to get President's Day and Columbus Day and all this, off, I'll be honest with you.
We're not off for either one of those, right?
No, we're not.
I'm off for a couple of them.
You are? We're not.
I don't think we are, no.
No, the government is, though. The government shuts down, no trash, no banks. That's the only thing that really affects me for those. So I think National Election Day should be a day off where everybody can go. Because, listen.
This is where the floating holiday should move.
Here's the thing. Not only are you trying to vote on your free time after you get off work, you got to take your kids somewhere. You don't have to, but they don't want to stand in line for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I dropped Gabby off at her grandma's because I'm like, there's no fucking way she's going to stand there 45 minutes quietly and wait on me to vote. So you got the babysitter, the balancing act with that. Some people don't get off work till 5:36, 6:30. Polls close at 7. I mean, they're literally counting votes right now in Ohio at 9:05. And I bet there's people somewhere standing in line to vote.
See, and that's,
still, that's insane. Sure.
As long as you're in line, you'll get your vote counted. And I know there's early voting. But my biggest issue is I never received any information on the early voting. I don't know how to early vote.
I looked it up and still didn't understand it. So yeah.
I seen a girl at the post office, some 8-year-old woman.
You had to go a certain place at a certain time, and you had to go vote because they have a permanent setup.
And they had to have two stamps? She had one on her thing. And the post office said you had to have two, but they won't discredit it because it's for the election. It's a whole...
Most podcasts I listen to are like, go vote early, go vote early. I'm like, yeah, but no, but I can't.
No.
I don't know how to fucking do this.
Well, that's my issue. Like, I was in town this week, but if I was in Wisconsin or Minnesota, like, I travel for work. So there's a lot of times that I can't go to my polling station.
My update on here, foxnews.com, 178-113.
According to Google, they're still riding 120-99.
Yeah.
120-99. Yeah. It should still be off, to say the less.
They haven't called Texas on here, though, either.
Yeah, Texas is called on this one for sure. Yeah. Trump, Texas he's up by 8%, 57% reported.
About Georgia? The Senate.
Let's look up the big Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, I got 46.8 for Allred, and Cruz got 51.3.
Did they call that one?
They haven't called it yet.
Okay, but he's leading.
But, I mean, we're 56% reporting.
So here's another he's point leading. With Ted Cruz. When do we get these? How long can they stay in office? This is my problem.
He's been in for a minute.
Yeah,
I feel like Ted Cruz has been in the Senate since I was in middle school.
The Senate term length is 4 years.
How? What's he been doing then? What am I missing?
There's no max to that.
That's what I'm saying.
The Senate is divided in three classes. One third of the Senate facing election every 2 years. Staggered system is it's staggered. So you got these people this year, and then you got 2 years from now these people, 2 years from now the same people, 2 years from now they stagger them out. But it's a 4-year term, and you can stay in as long as you want. Bernie Sanders has been in the Senate for fucking ever.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's all he's done.
Right, but he's still winning.
Nothing against Bernie.
I know
Bernie
you want term limits, but he's still winning.
Bernie could have taken down Biden.
Look at the Supreme Court. You get pointed.
Bernie could have taken down Biden.
He technically did by the numbers, but the Democrats pushed Bernie out.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they thought he was too radical.
Bernie was a force. I don't care what you believe. Bernie is a force.
I didn't like Bernie until he went on Joe Rogan. Then I was like, oh, this guy's not actually as dumb as I think he is.
Bernie's smart.
He actually.
I don't agree with his.
He's not fucking smart. This guy's a nobody.
Bernie's smart.
He is not that smart.
How do you get so many votes? Bernie's smart.
Because people in Vermont are stupid.
Bernie's smart.
I don't know about that.
He's a Conor McGregor.
He lived in his parents' basement until he's like 23, and he got elected for office for something, and that's all he's done his whole life.
And he's made millions off of us for years.
Are you telling me he's smart? Smart? Are you telling me he's smart because he gets elected and takes everybody's money?
What's the difference?
You know how much money people make?
What's the difference?
How much do senators make? Anybody
There's
know?
No difference.
What's Thank you, Tom. What senators make?
Call it $220 a year. I don't know. Not he's quite. Probably worth $15
million. $174.
No, I was close.
Decent. Yeah, times it by, 25 years. Yeah. Pretty good income.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
Pretty good numbers.
He did pretty good.
Well, I can tell you this. What did you say?
There is a difference in
175. That's what me and the wife make. Do you think we're going to have his net worth in 10 years?
No, because no, he's not even close. Because he's stock trading too. Like everybody else does.
That's what I'm saying. It's not,
I don't think he's very smart.
This is not against Bernie or for Bernie.
No, you say he's smart because he gets elected. I don't think he's very smart. I think he's a smart politician.
He's a very smart
person.
So you just said he was smart.
But maybe I don't like his outlook on things. Maybe that's what it is.
If you're in welding for 20 years and you don't know how to weld and you're the foreman, are you smart?
No comment.
I feel like I've worked with people. No. maybe I was that guy at one time, you know? I don't know for sure. Anyway, we'll move forward here. Back to the map here. 909. I got 178-113. Nothing has changed too much. So you think Scantrons are the best gig? I think we should do a national holiday to vote.
I agree.
I think the rhetoric needs to be toned down across the board because Trump has officially won Ohio. Yep. Nice. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Which I assume. I got 178-113 now. Did they just update that or was that already done? I didn't see the number there.
I got 137.99.
Yeah,
that's on Google.
On here, they haven't shown Ohio yet.
Ohio is called.
We're going to have to go back upstairs and do a quick check. We're 35 minutes in, so let's take another 5 or 10, then we'll go back upstairs. So we should have a national election, and I think... Now, here's what worries me maybe the most about the election. One side is saying there's no free speech to disinformation and misinformation, and I disagree with that. You should be allowed to say what you want about anybody anytime. However,
no matter what,
if you're calling your political opponents Hitler and he's getting shot at, that's a problem. I don't think enough people understand what Hitler did. I don't think people understand what his regime did to human beings.
You should always have free speech.
That's why we have the Second Amendment. Treated human beings worse than animals.
Yes, they did.
They were fucking awful to them. And Trump's already been fucking in office. He's not going to put people in concentration camps. He's not going to do experiments on children. Even though one party, Say Less, Not Say Less, has kind of said that they want to do some experiments on children, which I think is wrong.
I've got multiple booster shots I didn't want.
But you had to get them.
Hitler progressed medicine further than anybody in a long time.
Oh, he did some good things.
That's not good.
He's still a bad guy.
He did it in a very bad way.
He did a bad way. Joseph Engel did some disgusting things to humans. The worst of the worst. Read the guy's story. You'll learn. He's a bad guy. He drowned off the coast somewhere in a foreign country and beyond deserved it. I'll say that. So anyway, that was just an update. We'll come up with another update later on. You guys got anything else for now? I mean, I'm just trying to fill some time here.
Hopefully you went out and voted.
Trump's falling away in North Carolina, which is good.
He is falling away?
Yeah, yeah.
40% report. I hope you vote too. Okay,
no matter who you vote for, I want you to be educated. I want you to go out and vote. We are one of the few countries that are able to do this, and this is a very important
great
thing.
Point. Great point.
I don't care left, right, blue, yellow, purple, whatever you vote for. We're one of the very few countries that can exercise our right to go out and vote and do this. Whether you agree with what's said tonight or not, go out and exercise your right. People have died for
people
this.
People have died, have been tortured, have been killed, have been...
Family members, friends.
You name it. Just so you can have a say, whether people agree with it or not.
Whether you think it's rigged or not, you still have the ability to go out and give your opinion.
Erica says she doesn't want to register because of jury duty. But her grandma told me today that jury duty is not based off your voter registration. It's based off your driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Is that the story? I didn't know that. Okay,
as far as I know. Yeah.
So she can still get called for the shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so she might as well go register and vote.
Yeah.
I've tried to talk her into it. And I said, look, I'm sure you've seen the Harris Walls ads where the women vote for Harris and don't tell their husbands.
I've seen that, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Or the other one where the dads vote for Harris with his daughter with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have a lot of things to say about that.
If you can't vote and your family can't accept it, you have a bigger issue. My wife could vote the opposite way I do, and that's fine. She doesn't. We vote the same way. But we have friends that vote separately, and that's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Vote for what you believe in, what's important for you.
Just
be educated.
We have a liberal at work, a Democrat, and he's educated. And we have conversations, and I respect his opinion.
That's what I'm saying. We have family.
Even though I like to give him shit, I respect his opinion on it. People have died. People have been tortured, prisoners of war, just so you can go vote in this country. We're one of the only countries on the planet. We're the strongest country on the planet. Mm-hmm. You should have a voice. You should have a say.
And no matter what happens, we have family members that vote the opposite way we do.
Sure.
I hope they're right. If they win, we lost I didn't want to say it that way. We lost the last election in what we believed, and they won. And I hope they were right. We're still rooting for America no matter what.
Amen.
So am I, man.
Being able to
say what you want online is huge. Being able to control and protect your children and your family, I think it's huge.
The First Amendment is the most important thing in America, and the Second Amendment defends that.
So when Elon bought Twitter, it changed the whole world, in my opinion.
It did.
Joe Rogan literally said that. He's like, look, here's the numbers. Here's the paperwork. FBI was forcing them to ban people, including the sitting fucking president of the United States, which is unheard of. But being able to say what you want to say online is no different than being able to say what you want to say in somebody's face. You shouldn't go to prison for that.
You
might get your ass kicked for saying things.
You're in a dictatorship. You have a tyrant.
But it's insane.
As soon as you can't voice your opinion, that's the problem.
Absolutely. They're arresting people in the UK right now for having bad opinions.
That's crazy.
Did you see that?
That's insane. You come to my door to arrest me for talking shit about the president? Go fuck yourself.
I talk shit about my own family on social media.
I saw some of the things you said about me. It's crazy. Anyway, let's take a break. Go upstairs and watch a little more. We'll come back. Go ahead.
You got an update? We got Minnesota right now starting out red, which is cool. Wisconsin starting out red, which is cool. It's less than 1%, but
this is extremely early.
Starting out red, yeah.
Sure. I think things are a little closer than what people thought.
It's a lot closer.
I got 178-113 on Fox right now. What do you guys got?
Google's got 177-99.
Yep. And then we got North Carolina. Trump is taking a pretty good lead right now.
Nothing
he's
has
up by 5%.
What do you got on Marino Brown? Have you got an update on that? I'm clicking
at that
on New York
second.
To see.
Ohio it has been turned red 100% by Trump. Senate.
I don't use my phone.
Marino is up by 2.6%.
That's a close one, boy. That's close. Woo wee!
Hey, he's holding on. It was less than 1% not too long ago, wasn't it?
That's pretty wild. I was going to say something, and I forgot what the fuck it was because I've probably been drinking, but that's okay.
Oh,
I was going to say something, and I forgot. Son of a bitch. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
It'll come back to me
later. 177 Trump on Google.
Right okay, so that's where we are. As of 9:16, we plan on being up for a while, and I plan on hanging out here for a little bit. So,
absolutely.
Thanks for the hospitality, by the way. Sam Harper and Spencer Harper, shout out for making some massive pizza roll croissants. Really good.
The wife made those.
Chips and some onions. We got three different bourbons. We're only 40 minutes in, so we got plenty of time left to come back and finish it up. So, let's take a break. We'll come back. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're back. Roughly an hour later, I just got a Spotify notification. Joe Rogan Experience, number 2,224. Tim Dillon. Good comedian. Landon likes Tim Dillon. You like Tim Dillon?
I know.
Yeah. I'm not a big comedian guy, so I don't follow.
That's Landon. He knows everything. Landon, about comedians.
I don't know Tim Dillon. He's honest. He's the comedian guy. He's the comedian guy. I don't know Tim Dillon very well. I know he's funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's go back to the numbers here. So we're an hour later. It's 10:19. We stopped at 9:18. We've had some more bourbon. We have killed the bourbon that you brought.
Yeah.
Correct?
New Riff.
Yep. Which is really good, by the way.
It is. It's
so good. Moving on to back to the knob. What do you got? You said, oh, shit. What do you got, Tom?
I show Trump up in Pennsylvania right now.
Trump's up in Pennsylvania. Okay, yeah. So Pennsylvania Trump is actually winning.
Yeah.
What's the numbers? You got numbers?
I got 50.7 to Harris 48.4.
And you've got 52% reported. Yeah. So Trump could possibly pull Pennsylvania.
Possibly.
He wins Pennsylvania, it's over.
And, I mean,
I'll say right now, it's over.
I mean,
Bernie Marino is up in the Senate race for Ohio.
We love it.
Which we thought was going to be close. It is close. 51% to 45% was 75% reporting.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for the national? Let me restate my. And I know we're doing this, and most people are thinking this is kind of dumb because it's not live. It's not a live stream. You know, this is the.
Yes, and they have a seed.
But I wanted to do a podcast, and even my brother made me a little happy upstairs when I said, let's go do some more podcasting. He said, yeah. The podcast is cool.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're bullshitting. We're
drinking. There's
we're
people listening to this week that are like, oh, okay, this is something to listen to. You know, whatever. I mean, we got people to listen to.
People get to experience what we go through at the time. This is what they're going through.
So hey, I'm all for tomorrow.
This is from the same. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Tom's all for tomorrow.
I am for the most part.
Spencer's working for like 3 hours and he's got to help me and my mom and maybe Tom move my mom's house.
Yeah.
Last I heard, Tom might be helping us tomorrow, so you're more than welcome to come move some boxes. Come over and hang out. Why not?
It'll be a good time.
Park the Jeep at my house. You can ride with me all day. We'll ride the Cadillac to Joe's,
absolutely,
to Mom's, and we'll fill the fucking trailer full with boxes. And Mom and Joe bought them a nice house out in Arlington. They're selling theirs, which is sad.
20
years. Her selling that house is a little more difficult for me than I thought.
Why is that?
My oldest daughter loved my father. My father loved Carly more than anyone I've ever seen him love in my life, including me and you. And it's a little difficult to watch that house go, knowing that him and her created all those memories in the house. That's tough. But I have this thing in my pocket that has been created and designed and engineered by people that are capitalist, by the way. That is, they call it a supercomputer. And I can click on that, and then I can look at videos of them in that house anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reassurance. Think of like the 90s when all you had was like pictures of your family reunions and shit. And you thought that was cool. But now you've got these fucking videos and like...
You had the VHS tapes, but we had some of those. We have.
You have so much more now on your phone. It's amazing. But it's going to be hard to move out of that house because my dad and my daughter had... Even Carly was like, I hate that Mamaw's moving out of that house. You know, that's all I remembered and it's all I knew for years. But we'll make memories in the new house. You know, they got new flooring going in. They got new paint going in. They got new appliances. Joe's building a new garage. Mom's building putting a pool in out back. They're buying a go-kart for the girls. New memories. You know, it's a new generation.
Everything that starts has to have an end.
It's difficult, but everything.
Very good ending.
All good things come to an end is what it is. So, enough with the sap sob. Let's go back to the story. So, Fox News has Trump at 205, Harris at 117. Tom, what do you got?
I got 198 to 112.
Yeah, that's what I
okay,
got.
Okay, Google show him 198, 112. Okay.
Did you give up on CNN? You're not even gonna.
Yeah, I gave.
Not
it
even gonna give it a shot. Yes, there, you just gotta approach on my shit.
Yes. Spencer downloaded the Reddit app, and he's just gonna follow that for CNN.
Reddit has it at Kamala 290 to Trump 5. So I'm just gonna switch at this point.
Wait, I paid a lot of money. Hold on, I paid a lot of money for this board, and. What does that one do?
Knowing how to use it is a beautiful thing.
There you go. The rim shot.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think my brother sometimes is a...
Wait. Nope, not the wrong one.
No, I like that one. Yeah, I'll take that. DJ Khaled, we're the best.
That's the DJ Khaled,
Another one.
Wait. Hey, you know what? You. That's what I was going to say. So, you. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Anyway, so back to the races. So, Bernie Moreno, I will refresh this on Google. As of now, is up 5% on shared with 78%. It was 75% when we got down here.
Yep.
So, it's coming in rather quickly. Let's see. So,
he's up by a lot.
Okay. Fox News has it at 205, 117. You might as well put California on Harris because it's full of immigrants and communists. So you have 117 plus 54. Quick math, 171.
You can just say Democrats. You don't have to. We don't have to get
205 to 171 is what I'm seeing right here. She's going to win Washington. She's probably going to win Oregon. Those polls don't close to 11. It's 10:24. It's early. We're looking. We're still waiting on what are the key states we're waiting on right now? So Georgia.
Pennsylvania is up by more than 2 points.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
Trump, I mean, he's up by more than 2 points right now in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so Trump's up by over
55% reporting.
55 in. Yeah. Okay, what do you got? What are you showing? 55% in. Trump is up by 2.7. Okay. Virginia, Trump is trailing by literally 0.5%, 67% in.
He's leading Wisconsin, which I think is...
North Carolina was called, even though on Fox News it shows it's not called.
Yeah.
It was called upstairs, according to what we saw on Fox News. And then Georgia, he's up by 3% with 87% in. Those are big states. New Mexico's big, Arizona in. The polls are closed on both those states. They are reporting as fast as they can get in. Trump is losing New Mexico by 5%. I think that's going to change. Trump is losing Arizona by 0.7%. I think that'll change too. I'm just going to go ahead and say this at 10:26 p.m. Eastern time. I think Trump's going to win.
Be careful.
Nah. I think he's going to win this one. I think he's got it in the bag. According to X, according to Polymarket, according to most betting markets right now, he has the edge for sure.
Yes. At this point, it does look like Trump is going to win.
It looks good.
Unless we see something outlandish, good or bad, whatever you believe.
My father-in-law, man, he's a good dude, I tell you. He texts me and he says, do you know how I can get some of those cartridges with the THC stuff in it? Because he had all of his bottom teeth taken out this week and replaced. So he's in a lot of pain and he's miserable. And he says, he texts me and says, very relaxing and peaceful. Thank you. I've been suffering. I might get some sleep, at least after I know Trump is the fucking president. This nonsense baby stroller Democrats bullshit has got to I'm going to get him on the podcast. He says, hard times that simple decision making could have put an end to. He's correct. Too bad they're so stupid as to see they created it, but literally don't hurt at all. Not even discomfort. What a relief. Thank you so much. You know what? It's nice to know that I can get my fellow family members substances to make them feel better.
While I don't condemn
is it legal or illegal?
I do think it's much better than using
oxycodone?
Oxycodone.
Hydrocodone?
Yes, there's a Percocets? Lot of prescription Correct. Drugs that I think is a big issue going on today. And it's not just for him. A lot of our family members have the same issues.
We should legalize weed across the country. I'm just going to say that. I'm not saying I smoke weed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we should legalize
it. I do think it should be legalized for medicinal purposes.
Yeah. Medical reasons only.
Yes. Yep. Just, yep. It's a lot better than taking an opioid and having the addiction issues, I will say straight up. When I had my ear surgery, I had the same issue. I had Percocets and Norcos for about 2 weeks.
That's a solid mix.
Yeah, you can ask the wife. I do not like to take, I don't want to take ibuprofen.
I love people.
I'll have a headache and I won't take anything.
No, I don't take nothing.
I don't like to do it.
I take nothing. I take a blood pressure medicine because I'm fat. That's it.
But when I had that ear surgery, I took those for 2 weeks.
I choose that.
I took those for 2 weeks and I watched Trailer Park Boys and it was an amazing 2 weeks. I watched 9 seasons in 2 weeks of Trailer Park Boys.
And you were taking what? What was you on Percocets?
I was on Percocet and Norco.
Percocets are a good thing.
They were until I had to stop. And then I realized, I was like, I really missed this. And then that's when I realized that was a problem.
I texted him back and I said, who fucking day, big win coming Thursday.
That's nice.
You want to comment on Thursday, Spencer?
Yeah, you might as well believe in Kamal at this point.
Oh my God, he's going to stab me like that. Whoa. This guy is so disrespectful. To all the people that listen that are huge sports fans.
That will be a good game Thursday.
Ravens, Bengals, 8:15 on Thursday. Ravens are favored by 6. It's in Baltimore.
I'm a Ravens fan.
We know. I think the Bengals are going to win this one, personally. I'm just going to go out there and say it. And I might be embarrassed next week when I get back on the podcast. Bengals are 4-5. Ravens are 6-3.
Yes.
Bengals win, they go 5-5. Ravens go 6-4. We're one game behind you.
Yes.
We're going to make it a little more serious.
Steelers are the problem.
My father-in-law says we have to win. There's no exceptions.
Yes.
I'm going to say you're correct.
The defense can't hold up.
You're correct. And I should text them back and say, how is that cartridge really treating you?
And the Ravens just saw another corner.
I saw that.
It should be a good game.
It should be a good game. I hope so.
It's divisional.
I want to come over here and hang out, but I have to take Carly home, and then I have to work Friday, so it's not going to work out.
Me and Gabby will
FaceTime me, and Gabby can talk shit about you.
There you go. We can FaceTime. We can talk about it.
What am I drinking?
We'll enjoy it.
What is this one? Did I finish off the riff?
Yeah, you finished off the riff.
Riff. Listen.
So there's not much Knob Creek left, I believe, but we do have a full bottle of.
It's only 10:30. I plan on being here for a while. I wanted to watch the end of the announcements. So let's go back to our election app, Arizona. According to Fox News.
49% in Arizona with Donald Trump up.
Why do you watch Fox
News? Arizona is up.
2.
Oh my God, that's close.
That's close.
Holy shit, he's still texting me.
Yes, Arizona is a very, very close day right now.
Yeah.
I forgot the Bengals picked up a running back today. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? He just said the running back we picked up today, check out his stats, Hall of Fame. Well, I don't know about Hall of Fame.
Who is it?
But I think he's decent.
I'll tell you right now. What's his name?
What's his name? Tom?
What?
The running back that the Bengals picked up?
Oh, dude, I can't remember.
You can see how Hall of Fame he is.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Bengals.
I'm such a huge fan that I don't even know the guy's name. I saw it today. Come on.
Khalil Herbert,
the dinosaur hunter.
Thank you. I don't know what that is.
If you watch enough fantasy football, you'll understand.
I don't have any fantasies about football. Bengals get the Bears. Khalil Herbert after Zach Moss. Apparently fucked up his neck. Is that what I'm...
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah, he's got neck problems.
Yeah. So they got him from the Bears in exchange for a 2025 seventh round pick. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. He'll be a very deep RB too. I mean, Chase Brown's the guy to watch out for.
According to Chase Brown, he's doing all right. Yeah, he's doing all right.
Doing all right.
As a Ravens fan, that's somebody you need to watch out for. It's not Khalil Herbert is going to be there. He can catch passes and he'll move the ball forward. But Chase Brown's going to be the guy.
The father-in-law says 5.6 per carry, 4.6 per carry over his career. According to ESPN.com, we'll give you some sports inside the election. I'm sorry, this is a freestyle podcast.
You're getting the very good highlights of Khalil Herbert, by the way.
Thanks. Your Dale Earnhardt hat is very 1994.
It's from 1994.
I'm glad we don't have video. I wish we did. This would be a lot more fun.
It'll be fun.
Video coming soon.
Next time we'll have video.
I hope Landon doesn't listen to this show because he'll get mad at me for anticipating things that don't happen when I say that they do. But video is coming soon. I promise you.
GoPro up there.
We're going to mount a couple of cameras in here. We're going to mount a big podcast banner behind us. We're going to do this the right way. Trump wins this thing, I may not start a political podcast, and I may put all my time and money into this one. Anyway, according to ESPN.com. Wait, father-in-law texts me back again. He says, as long as the ankles are good and we don't get screwed. Yeah. Yeah, we know that. I'm going to go chill. Good night. I bet he is going to chill. After I hooked him up with a THC cartridge, I think he's going to sleep good tonight, regardless of his dental work.
So listen,
which is legal in Ohio.
Yeah, just real quick. The offense isn't the problem with the Bengals. Having the Khalil Herbert in the backfield, it's like having another P. Ryan. He's a very good pass catcher. He's a good running back. He's not going to explode for yards. He's going to be a pass catcher. The Bengals' problem is not the offense.
What's the problem?
The defense.
Correct.
Am I? Yeah.
I think we all agree on that. I don't know if the THC cartridges are legal in Ohio. Is that?
I think it's all legal.
I think it's legal right now. September.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're still. Is it legal? I know some people that have a few, which is why I hooked them up with them. Oh my God! He sent me a picture of my daughter.
I have a brother-in-law that gets it medicinally.
Look at her. And, just sleeping next to her papaw. Look at this. This is what I live for right here.
Yeah, THC to that. Anyway.
Yeah.
She's so precious. Anyway, so. Let me text him back and say she's so precious. Okay. So according to ESPN.com, Cincinnati needed a running back after Zach Moss reported he was dealing with a neck injury before the team's week 9 game against the Las Vegas Raiders, which, well, it was a decent game for the Bengals fans. Sorry, Tom. On Monday, Bengals coach Zach Taylor said more information would be... Go ahead. You have the floor.
Jack Jones.
I don't know who that is.
Bengals coordinator.
He's doing great.
Oh, yeah, he got fired.
He got fired.
Yeah, Bengals coach Zach Taylor said more information will be gathered this week, and the timetable for Moss's return was unclear. So basically, Moss is on injured reserve for 4 to 6 weeks. He's out. So I needed somebody. So they got this Khalil Herbert guy in. I don't know nothing about him.
He's good.
He played for the Bears?
Yes. Is that right? He's played for the Bears for years. He's a good pass catcher. He's not a running in the throat back. But he will be a good addition. He's like, have another P-Ryan. You basically got P. Ryan back, in my opinion, which is good news, you know, for the Bengals.
P. Ryan's a good, yeah.
Yes, they had the receivers. Yep. They got another back they can dump it off to. Your slot runs, I don't know. He will be good for Cincinnati, but I don't think this is the issue you need to address going forward. I really do
think the issue is the defense?
Yes.
So she sent me this picture of Gabby, of her sleeping beside him because...
He was the number two with Montgomery, and he did great in the pass catching in the back, and then Montgomery is gone. We thought we were going to take over, and he didn't, and it's just...
So Mike says Gabby's on a chocolate cake crash, and he said, oh, she also said, wake me up when Trump is the president.
There it is. There it is. Hey.
I love that kid. She's so funny. So we got Khalil Herbert for the Bengals. Thursday night, even though we are the underdogs by what was the number I gave you?
6 points.
Yeah, 6 points. Mm-hmm. Even though we're underdog by 6 points, we're going to win Thursday, and we're going to get our season back together. So there's your NFL update. By the way, Dak Prescott hurt his hamstring.
Yeah,
so sure. He, after saying we fucking suck on the sidelines and getting caught on camera... He now has a hamstring injury. He's out for probably 4 to 6 weeks is the assumption. Cooper Rush, which we call Kush, according to Pat McAfee, is going to take over. And the schedule for the Cowboys apparently is pretty ugly going forward.
That's bad, yeah.
Have you heard this? All the people that listen to the show like to make fun of me for the Cowboys. And I just feed into it because I think it's healthy.
I root for Baltimore, I root for Dallas, and Minnesota. I root for three
so
teams.
Here's the Cowboys' schedule going forward without Dak Prescott, the highest-paid NFL player of all time. I'm not saying he's the best. I said he's the highest-paid. That's all I said. They have the Eagles this Sunday, November 10th, 4:25.
Didn't Lawrence beat his deal
out? At home. They're probably going to lose that one. Then they have the Texans on Monday Night Football. Probably going to lose that one.
The receivers are injured.
Then they have to go to the Commanders.
That's a pretty good one.
November 24th before Thanksgiving. You gotta
remember these are divisional games, too. Divisional games, you just watch Baltimore just lose to Jameis Winston and the Browns. As a Baltimore fan, you have to remember these divisional games are very good. I'm serious, right?
Then we have the Giants November 28th. We have a chance there. And then they have to play the Bengals December 9th, which I'll just say, as a fan of both teams, they're going to lose that one. They should beat the Panthers, the Pilots. Yeah, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I'm not following them anymore. Without Dak Prescott, they're not a team. Let's go back to this election. So, anyway.
This is...
What do you got, Tom? You got some updates for us?
Election's crazy. I mean, Michigan's flipping back and forth between red and blue. Wisconsin's back and forth between red and blue. And then Minnesota's been red for a while. They're only at 4% reporting, though, right now. So it's low there.
But I'm showing Michigan. Michigan reported 22%. Trump is losing by 0.16.
I got 0.2.
0.2?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it's right there.
Wisconsin, you have Trump up by 2 points, reported at 54%. Depending on where they have looked at whether or not. So we're still waiting on Pennsylvania.
It's showing good for Trump.
Trump's winning by 2%. It closed a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. Virginia, some places have already called. Fox News, according to this map, has not called. It's basically a dead heat. It's a half a percent.
Yeah.
North Carolina, he's up by 2, 84% in, has not been called. Georgia, he's up by 3, has not been called. Everyone's kind of waiting patiently to call these things because they don't know what's going to happen. Nope,
I do not.
The update with the Marino and Brown situation, 80% reporting. Bernie Marino is still up by 6 points. I think he's going to win this.
Yeah.
I think he'll win.
I agree.
The big cities have been counted. It looks like Cincinnati, Dayton, Columbus, Cleveland, Toledo. They're all blue, of course. But the rest of the entire fucking state is red. I think Marino is going to beat Brown, which will flip the Senate to the Republicans.
Michigan just went back to red.
Michigan did go back to red?
Yeah, that's what I see on mine.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing. 49.5 to 48.8.
This is...
It's going to be a very... I mean,
we knew it was going to be close, but... Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing on Fox News. They have him up by almost a point now.
There's going to be a lot of recounts.
I don't think we're going to know tonight.
I hope.
Hopefully by Friday or Saturday we will know. Oh. But tonight, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to recount. I think they're going to challenge things.
I think we're going to have enough tonight to where Trump calls it.
Yeah, Trump will come out and be like, "Hey, I won. It's over." You're probably right.
I do think we're gonna have. You're probably right. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Shown afterwards.
The last polls in the country closes at 11, and those polls are Washington State, which Harris should win.
Yeah.
Oregon, which Harris should win.
Yeah.
California, which Harris is gonna win.
100%.
And then Idaho, I think, goes to Trump. Nevada is a swing state. Arizona is a swing. Polls are closed. 50% in. Trump is winning by literally 0.2%.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we've got right it's now so is close. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, these and Georgia. These are the big ones to watch and see what's going
to
happen.
And right now we're seeing Minnesota go to Trump. And yeah, I think that's huge.
Yeah, that'd be massive. Then,
it's 4%.
Minnesota to Trump? No way.
I know we're 4% reporting, but right now it's
he's killing
20%.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Last time I was there,
that's Tim Wall. That's Tim Wall's estate. That's Tim Wall's estate.
I know it is.
Yeah, no one likes him there.
They're not a big fan. I stay downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I mean, I hope you're right, but I just don't think that's
it. I don't see it either, but that's for what we can report on right now, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. You guys got the update. You got to hear first. First because we're not live, but you got to hear 12, 24 hours after having I get another text. I'll stay the wire. Hold on. Let's see what we got. Two of the 7 battleground states called for Trump. Georgia has been called for Trump.
Let's go.
That's huge.
According to Daily Wire. Am I saying Fox News did that? Nobody else? But Georgia has been called for Trump.
He's up by 16. 51.2 to 48.1.
Georgia was a fucking big win. If he wins Georgia, he's on the path to success here. I'm not going to lie.
Pennsylvania's red. I mean, it's all over the place right now.
So that was a quick update. We are at 1:03. I say we go upstairs, watch some more TV with the girls, pour another drink. What happened?
My wife left.
What did he say? Oh, your wife left?
Yeah.
I thought you said you was drunk. No, I swore you said
my wife left.
Oh, I swore you just said you were drunk. Did you just say you were drunk?
No, he said his wife left.
Oh, his wife left. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so a girl. So let's go up with Spencer's wife.
Good she boy. May be asleep on the couch.
My wife is still here. She does live here.
She might be.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Google is showing 210 to 112 right now.
210 to 112?
Jumped up. Yeah.
So Google, but look at this. Google has not given Georgia or North Carolina Trump, which most outlets say that he did win those already.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Yep. Okay. What time we got?
I mean, Trump, Virginia's close too. I mean, shit.
It's 10:42. Let's go upstairs for maybe another 30, 45 minutes to an hour, and then we'll wrap up the podcast. I'm not going to.
Let's find out more about Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Arizona.
We're an hour and four again. We got about hour and four, and we got 25, 30 minutes left. Yeah. I mean, we can go 2.5 hours, but. Huh?
We can do whatever.
There's no reason to do that. So, we'll be back in a little bit to do another update. Let's go upstairs and pour ourselves another drink.
Hey, God bless.
I'm going to buy you a drink. I got money in the bank. No, you don't know this song?
Yeah, you should have kept before.
Yeah, that should have been it.
If you noticed by the vocals, that's why I'm a drummer.
Drummer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, Spencer caught that as soon as I did.
I know.
Notice that? We'll be back in a little bit. All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. This is the end. It is 2:15 Eastern time. We have stayed up for approximately 5 hours to update as much as we can. And the final update is this. According to FoxNews.com, CNN, Google, MSNBC,
Google's not
NBC, CSNBC, NBC, BC, ABC, DD, ABC, EFG. Donald Trump is projected to become the 47th president of the United States. He has done it.
What are your thoughts? According to Google, we're not there yet. But
well, Google's not going to admit because Google censors every fucking thing they possibly can that has to do with Trump winning.
I mean, according to everything I've seen online in the streams we've been watching, Trump will be the next president of the United States.
He will win. Despite being shot once, being threatened with another shot, despite the counts of the felony charges, which are supposed to be misdemeanors and are also supposed to be out of the limits.
And I will remind you that we do have somebody here that changed the entire election. Tom is from Alaska. And Alaska was the last vote to come in to apparently change the entire course of the election. So just remember that. Tom may have changed the course of this entire election.
And you're welcome.
Tom, send a group text to your family in Alaska and thank them all.
They were all,
for getting this done. Yep. So it looks like Trump's going to be the president. Thank God. And it's not because I agree with everything he says and does. It's because I disagree with a lot of things that the other side said and did.
And mind you, he's not my favorite presidential nominee. I think Vance would have done better. He's not my number one choice. He's my number one choice that we had.
And this is the end of the Trump era. He's got 4 years to clean it up, fix inflation, end these fucking wars, stop sending money overseas, get our shit together that the party in power has not seemingly being able to do. So he's got about 4 years to straighten it up, and I think we have another shot at maybe Vance running for 2028, considering that J.D. Vance is a smart dude, interviews very well, debates very well, did awesome on Joe Rogan. I highly recommend you listen to the interview. But, you know, overall, free speech is going to stay. Elon Musk will continue to run X, which is formerly Twitter. And it'll be the free speech platform. We've got 4 years to go. That's the best feeling about this is. We have 4 years left.
It's 4 years left, but you got to remember it's another 4 years. We had a lot of family members that disagreed with this election and the last one. And they had their shot, and I feel like a lot of things were missed. Not just because of politics, but a lot of things that were promised were not given. So this is the shot for the other side to see what they can do. And hopefully it turns out good for everybody.
Kamala just called Trump and officially conceded the election.
Wow.
That is according to the Hodge twins on Twitter. I have yet to see
love
or hear
twins. Don't know where my phone
her
is.
Say that, but apparently she actually called him.
Love it.
That's awesome.
And told him, congratulations. So it's over with. It's a done deal. 2:19 a.m. Eastern time, Donald Trump has won the election. Can't wait to watch all the liberal media melt down because the entire media is the Democrats. It's very obvious. And let's see what happens. So we bookmarked some things 4 years ago when he left office. Gas prices, grocery prices, energy prices, gas, insurance prices, you name it. We've looked at everything. It's all gone up. Inflation has gotten worse. We are involved in more wars now than we were. Trump had no wars in his 4 years. Trump had minimal inflation until COVID. COVID, in my opinion, was planned by China. The Wuhan lab could have leaked it. Sure, could have leaked it, but I don't think that's the case. I think it was a purposely done thing. And Trump has gone against more odds than any president in our lifetime.
And let me be the first to advocate that I don't think all this is Biden's fault. Like, we are in a weird time in politics and in American history that I don't think this is fully his fault. But I do think a lot of things could have been handled a lot better.
He can only control so much.
Yes, he can.
And I can
agree. So there's a lot of things that Trump will have to try to figure out. And I'm not saying he's going to be the answer to a lot of it. But let's see what he can do.
Trump has power of the executive branch.
Yes, he does.
Trump has power of the Senate.
He does.
Trump is going to have power of the House of Representatives.
We think, and it's not decided yet.
70% chances of right now. There is no excuse why he cannot get things done in the next 4 years. And you can pinpoint this podcast if you don't like Trump or his views or his politics. We can bookmark this, and we can come back in 3 to 3.5 years and see how much energy costs have gone up or down.
And let's not all say that we all agree with just straight up Trump. I did vote for Trump, but it's not my favorite candidate that there could have been.
It's the party itself that I think is going to be in a better direction for the country. We warned 4 years ago that things would get worse on the Democrats, and most people said it's not going to happen. It's not possible. And it got worse. Everything got worse.
Yes. So we will find out whether it does or not. He's got 4 years to turn things around the way we do believe he will. But there's also a shot that he does not. So we're not saying this is going to be the savior of, you know, life in itself and grocery bills.
I promise you Trump is going to make things better for everyone listening right now.
I do think so as well. But we will find out for sure those who don't think so. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have listeners that don't think this is going to be the answer. We're going to find out. They're going to get their shot to say we were wrong.
He's going to make it better. He's going to make it better. He's going to make America great again. That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
I have 110%.
I hope you're right. And you know, when
he's a winner.
When Biden got elected, I hope that they were right that he would do that as well.
He's a winner. This guy's a winner.
Yeah. We hear that, and I hope for that, but
he's a winner.
We're not saying that 100% for sure. We're going to find out.
He's going to get it done.
He's going to get his shot. That's what I'm saying.
You got anything else for...
Right now, I'm still refreshing Google. And
so I'm looking at X.
248 to 214, and they still won't give it. But
they won't give it.
Fox News gave it. Loudermilk Crowder gave it to him. So we're going to find out more in the next hour or two. And we still won't find out for the next 2 days, honestly. Everything's going to get recounted. It's a normal election. You know what I mean? So... we still don't know where we stand, but where everything stands right now, we do believe that he will take over.
It's going to happen.
Thank God.
He's officially going to come. Against all odds, against the DOJ, against weaponizing the government against him, against assassins, against all the things that he's been accused of doing, he got it done.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. It's done. It's a done deal.
So we'll see how it turns out. I mean, this is the first day of the election. We still have a couple of days to decide fully on it, but it does seem like he's going to win. And we'll see where the country's going to go.
Spencer, you got anything else on the closing argument? That's all you got? We'll see how it goes.
No, I am pro-Trump, but I think saying that Trump won is... saying he's going to fix everything is a bold statement. We still have time to figure out what's going on in the world, in our lives, in our grocery bills, in our gas bills. We still have to see how everything's going to play out.
Tom, closing argument?
Make America great again.
That's all you got? I like it. I think it's great. I fully agree with that.
Still waiting for him to speak. He'll probably speak at some point.
I think he's going to do that, too. I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to do much better than what was done before.
He's about to speak, and whether you vote Democrat, Republican, whatever you believe in, we do hope this is going to be better for the average American citizen. You know, for every one of us that works a 9-to-5 job, we still hope that we're going to do better in our lives. We'll see, you know. We'll see if we're right or we're wrong. But for right now, the Trump trade rides. I wish everybody could see you dancing right now, because it is a gem to watch, to see you dancing.
I wouldn't say
in the basement right now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's hope we all have a prosperous next 4 years of our lives.
I hope so. I really do.
We are glad that you listened to our election special. We thank you. We hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, we are sorry. We won't do politics no more starting next week, but we're glad we listened this week. Donald Trump is going to change this fucking country. Thank you for listening once again to the Flashburn Podcast. We appreciate you. We will see you next week. Let's fucking go.
Go Ravens.
What a great day. Let's all
day. Celebrate and have a good time.
Hey, Trump is going out right now.
I need another drink. Let's do this.
We gonna celebrate and have a good time. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.